This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Vinny Chase.
Ari Gold.
I hear you got something for me.
My first movie is Studio Head and boom, I want you to star in it.
Whatever I do next, I also want to direct.
Does he even know how to direct?
If this movie tanks, Vince will not come back from this. Neither will I, and neither will you.
This could get ugly.
Trust me, it's all good.
What's wrong?
We got a sex tape.
Oh, God.
I'm getting married.
Oh, God.
We need more money. Bye.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's the deal. Hollywood making movies out of old TV shows is nothing new, and by default, there's nothing new in this film version of Entourage. Like the TV series, Entourage is a white male fantasy of what Hollywood is like for those who make it big, and the friends of those who make it big. Continuing the story from the series, it follows Vincent Chase landing his first directing effort with studio head Ari Gold, which goes seriously over budget. His team has to deal with the studio, financiers, and the Hollywood elite to get the film finished and save his career. If you like the TV series on HBO, you'll likely love this movie. Of course, this isn't Hamlet with complex characters, so even if you haven't watched the show, you can easily pick up what's going on. You just won't get the range of inside jokes and nods to the series that were scattered throughout. If you don't watch the show, the movie can still be funny, but you will need a high tolerance for douchebaggery as the characters are all insipid, sleazy people that you're meant to root for. Like a modern sexual Three Stooges episode, Entourage is about buffoons trying to win at life, which isn't always fun to see. Entourage gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.